The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to offer a really brief equanimity practice. And for some, practicing equanimity at this time in our nation's history doesn't seem like an appropriate response, but I believe we need balance and peace in our lives now more than ever. We need our best wisdom and our best compassion to face difficulties. And these qualities are not easy to access when we're activated, feeling angry, sad, or even abundantly celebratory. We all know that the most effective action doesn't come from a panicky, rushed desire to solve or change things. With a steady and clear mind, we can respond to whatever arises. And with our hearts open, we can meet whatever arises and respond with care and thoughtfulness. So for this very, very brief meditation, you don't have to change your posture. Just bring your attention to your bodily experience as it is right now. Maybe it's the pressure of the chair against your body. Maybe feeling the ground underneath your feet. Maybe feeling the movement of the abdomen or chest as you breathe. Tuning into, taking an interest in, what is happening in the body right now? What is the experience of the body right now? Maybe it's feeling jumpy and agitated. Maybe it's feeling tired and overwhelmed. Whatever it is, can you acknowledge and honor the experience? It's like this right now. Then we can say some phrases that might help create the conditions in which equanimity might arise. Without denying what is happening right now, without pushing it away, but right in the midst of it. Some people find it helpful to say phrases coordinated with the out-breath. You might say, I care for all beings, and my way is not the only way. I care for all beings, and my way is not the only way. May I offer care, knowing I don't control the course of events. May I offer care, knowing I don't control the course of events. May I see the limits of my compassion, just as I see the limits of others. May I see the limits of my compassion, just as I see the limits of others. So with this simple practice, may we find a little bit more balance, a little bit more peace at this moment. And may this be a support for us so that we may be a support for others. Thank you.